No.
Hi.
Or afternoon or evening, whatever. At home already. Okay. So I see you have posted a lot to the early adopters channel. Both of you,
Yeah.
I think. Shelley especially.
To that, AI agent. It's actually not that bad. I mean, it gives you a lot of sort of redundant things, maybe, or, there's always a nugget of something in there that you're like, oh, yeah, let me check that. And then that gets you a little bit further. But then it seems like after you get so far, you always circle back to something that I thought I fixed that before, now this doesn't work again. Or, I think there's.
It sometimes helps, sometimes not. I think it gives too much information to.
It does, yeah. It's not focused. It's just sort of sprays a lot of, so you have to dig through it. Yeah.
It's not an answer to the point. You have to extract what is really important.
Yeah.
Was going to say that I guess it's the Kit Fox team has made their rancher setup available. You just have to log in with your GitHub user account and you can ask, I guess, LDR for permissions to see their Folio E testing cluster, which is the one that is running Eureka. I could show,
Okay.
he's given me access, so I could show you all.
Yeah, if you find that helpful, please share this, show this.
Let me.
Hello,
So,
Florian.
hello.
I'm trying to share something. I'm going there. Okay, so this rancher.ci.folio.org. Oh, great. Of course, it doesn't work. That's weird. Maybe it's down. Or I just had to click the button twice. Okay. So I wanted to pull up another page. This is in the wiki space, project namespaces for, I guess, Folio development teams. And here is where they have the information of what the cluster name and what it's running. So Folio E testing is running Eureka, and so somehow, yes, the Rancher dashboard, you could click here and log in, and you might not have permission to see the project that you want, but you could ask them. And so I got access.
Where did you ask on the
Well, I started.
Channel or in and do you ask LDR on the
I asked,
adopters channel
it was in the
or
Folio
where?
Eureka Early Adopters channel, but I
Okay.
was going to ask in Folio DevOps, but then he picked up right away and saw that I was trying to get access. So I don't know where you're supposed to officially ask. I'm not familiar with Rancher, but no Kubernetes. So this is the cluster for Folio E testing, which is running Eureka. You can expand workloads here to see the different pods. And I was really interested in mod users keycloak because of errors that I've been seeing. Here, you could view the config,
Oh, cool.
but I actually would rather view the YAML of it. So this was actually really helpful because I wanted to find out, like, well, what are they setting? in their environment variables that might be different than what we're doing.
Yes.
And you know, because we're, I thought we were having a port problem, but we're not. I mean, they're setting their ports with cluster IP, and these numbers are the same that we have. Well, I looked in the services to see what it was. Yeah, so this was actually kind of useful. The only thing that is, and it makes sense, so like for their secrets, Kafka credentials, Eureka Common, we don't have access to see the secrets. I tried.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh, interesting.
They're not anywhere. Like it could click under more resources and.
That's the thing that's always usually the problem. It's your
Yes,
secret,
exactly.
some secret or another. So
Right. Exactly. So, like another thing, well, wait a minute. I think I'm gonna see.
can you go inside the pods though? So can you
You know what? I haven't tried that.
Because if that works, you can at least look at the environment, because usually the secrets just get loaded as environments.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's this kube control shell.
Yeah, does that work? Can you do that?
Well, here, let me try. I mean, I think I tried this and I'm not sure if it worked. Let's see if this works for Mod Copycat. Maybe it's.
Can you type something there? It's got a cursor. Can you type
No.
ENV? Oh,
No.
okay.
It's I think it's thinking.
Oh.
I
Okay,
can't
that was just an idea. I mean, it makes sense if they don't even show the secrets that you can't execute inside the pods, so that is
Yeah.
just coherent, but it could have been the case that you can do that. I don't think the sidecar will be different or helpful, so was worth a try.
Yeah, I did try. Maybe this is just connecting to their cluster doing kube control, but yeah, I mean, if I can't do, oh, so I'm sorry, this is small. Let me see if I could make it bigger.
It's not like Lens where the pod will show the environment variables.
Yeah, see, I don't have permission.
Oh, you can't even list the pods. Interesting.
Well, I don't know if I don't know how the permissions are set up for this, but Josh, you were asking.
Well, so like, you know, in Lens, you can see in there what the environment variables are set to. Is this similar?
Well, yeah, if you went to the view YAML.
But inside there, you can
Yeah,
only
but
see that where the environment variables get loaded from, usually. So there will be some n from secret or from secret somewhere there. So just the manifest itself doesn't show. Yeah, exactly. Value from secret. So there you only know which key gets loaded as which environment variable, but.
In Lens, the pod shows the actual environment variables, or it shows at least the base 64 and lets you see view the value too, but
Yeah.
doesn't do that like Lens does.
I
Not with the not looking at the YAML.
know.
I mean, that was I don't I think that the previous screen was exactly that, but it was grayed out, right? So if you scroll down environment variables, so you can't really
I can't
like
interact with it.
you can't expand any of those. Okay,
no.
so that's that. All right, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of helpful, I guess, but in some regards, it's not, right? Like, I think we had a question about the services for some of these. I guess Rancher calls it, they put it under discovery. Where are the services? No.
Discovery.
Networking, I think.
I was there.
In Lens, it's under networking.
I know. Yeah, so we were like, Josh, I know you and I were wondering, oh, are they using cluster IP or node port for stuff? Well, it's mostly cluster IP for the modules. Node port for their, I guess, Keycloak and Kong. Yeah, so is there anything else you guys want to look at?
I have two questions. I was wondering, for some models, can you show mod roles key cloak? I don't really see the database access parameters. It has a database connection, and in the template, it doesn't. I had to add this. I had to add the database connection. There were two modules where I had to do that, and I found this already erstaunlich, surprising that I have to add this, that I have to add this, and then I don't see this in the end variables, and it doesn't work. It has some database fields which are missing. Is this all from env from secret ref db credential and nothing else? Is this all I can check, or what?
For mod roles key cloak.
Yeah, but then
Mod roles key cloak, I don't think.
why is this not down here in the name, where in this here
Well,
name value,
this
name
is.
value? Why
Sorry.
is there no database connection?
I
I
mean,
would have expected port, database
that's in
name.
the secret. That's in the DB credential secret. So the env from simply expects a secret where there's a list of environment variables. So we don't even know which kind of
Ah,
environment
but I don't
variables
know
they.
which variables are in there and which it imports into.
Yes.
Yeah, we just, I mean, I just make the assumption that it's this page.
Yeah, it should be. So if it's not consistent, if it's not consistent, then that's probably an error. But so yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I
Right.
was expecting something like this, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the
No,
module.
pulling the values in from the secret that we
Okay.
get.
Okay, so you don't know more than I do. It's yeah.
But shouldn't people from the early adopters be able to help you? If those environment
As
variables
I
would
said, I
be.
only got reactions from the bot yet.
Ah, okay, yeah.
I was going to ask this in meetings like this.
Yeah. One thing that I've discovered is that for the sidecar container, these environment variables, the FolioHelm v2 Helm template for sidecars doesn't allow you to really override any of these values.
Yeah. Oh.
They're
And I saw,
hard-coded.
Shelley, you have your own repo, and it's completely different. You have, let me see. I always get your commit messages. SOL DLSS Folio K8S, right? But it's not a clone of FolioHelm V2, is it?
No.
Yeah.
The
So So you
it's
have
a
written all that yourself. You have your complete own templates for the modules, correct?
at one point for when we first started, we had forked FolioHelm V2, and that's the one that you're talking about. And then we had made some changes that we needed. I can't remember what they were. And then we deployed those, the forked on V2. But we're trying to get away from, Josh and I would like to get away from forking that repo because they've made so many changes since, for Eureka stuff
But I
that.
don't understand your structure. Can I quickly share my screen? Because
Yeah.
then I can just, you seem to have very similar problems to me, and so I thought I can just, adapt your changes, but this seems to be not possible because it's completely different. So Maybe I haven't understood it. So that's here. That's your repo, and it does not say nowhere forked from. Usually, it should say here. And
Do you want to explain?
excuse me.
Oh, Folio K8s. Yeah, that's our way that we use to deploy Folio. So it's
Yeah.
not. It has the over our override files for a lot of the Folio Helm V2 charts, but we use the base charts just directly from Folio Helm V2, and this repo we maintain to override those files.
Well,
Why the
because I was
answer?
wondering, the other one has a charts. The
Yeah, these don't
folder
have
is the
charts.
folder is called charts. You don't have this, so I thought, and you make changes here. Here's the modules.
Well,
Oh,
that's
this is
old.
completely different. These are
Well,
TGZ files.
gosh, that's not old because that's what we currently have deployed
Yeah,
on.
it's not old. You're committing in this here. 19 hours ago.
Oh,
No.
I mean, sorry, I was thinking still with Eureka.
Is that repository public?
Where?
I don't know. I think one of you has given me access to this once.
Ah, okay, because
Yeah.
that would be really interesting for us as well once we got the resources to actually try this stuff out.
But I thought so. If I have problems with mod, what is it?
Okay.
User
Don't,
geeklog, mod users.
we don't, we don't have Eureka stuff in this repo. We
Oh.
put Eureka stuff in a different repo. Because we
Darn it,
didn't
a new one. You don't
want
have
to kind of
Eureka
get them
stuff in
all
the.
confused.
Okay. And then I have completely misunderstood the meaning of this repo.
I can give you access to the one we're using for Eureka. It's in a different
Okay.
GitHub namespace now. It's like in our
Yeah.
development or whatever, DLSS development or whatever it's called.
DLSS
Okay, thank
as
you. So you're
well.
not using this for repo. You have an for
We
Eureka. You have your Okapi installations also and maintain those with this or what is it?
Yeah, our current production
Oh,
stuff.
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So I completely misunderstood.
So, yeah, we have a forked version of Folio Helm V2 that we've packaged charts from that are in Folio Kubernetes, the Folio K8s repo that you were just showing. But we want to move away from forking that, but I don't know if we can get away with that. I think it's the sidecar template, the environment variables for them are hard coded. I think that's a mistake. I think it would be useful if we could actually, if we needed to, override some of those values. And so I don't know how open the, I guess, KitFox team is to having a pull request against that Folio Helm V2 so that we could make use of it. I mean, because LDR was like, well, you could always fork it.
Yeah,
And
I think they're not very open, actually. Yeah, exactly.
so there is a. I came across this one. I have in our repo the sidecar containers section that has overrides for sidecar stuff. So I think there may be a way to do it, but I don't know what you saw recently because I do. I was overriding, I thought I was overriding some things with secret store vault token and
Well,
certain
those you
services for the vault
can,
cars.
but other values you can't.
Ah.
As far as I'll put this, well, maybe I'll share my screen. My understanding for this Folio Common Template Sidecar,
Well,
it's this section here. Like, you can't overwrite any of these values. And in most cases, you probably don't want to. But I wanted to turn on debug logging, which would be a change in this value. And then also in this Java ops. And I tried to overwrite this stuff, but every time I tested doing Helm dry run, it's, It just kept printing out these values. And even, you could log into the sidecar shell and do ENV, and it just does these Java ops and values. So I think this is hard-coded.
Yeah, it seems hard-coded, but maybe you could have some kind of workaround if the chart loads some kind of like more general environment variable somehow. If you scroll up, maybe.
Yeah, it was you could set envar here and it'll overwrite all of the envars. So I guess what the way around it would be to copy all of these ones
And
here.
just change the ones you want to change. Okay. At least there
And
is some kind of way. But there, no, there's also sidecar extra enforce. Maybe that's actually enough, but I'm not sure if that has priority over the.
it doesn't. It
Ah,
so
okay. That's what you checked. Okay.
yeah, it'll end up like saying SC log level debug. There'll be another SC log level info, but then also the Java ops, LDR pointed out that you would have to change it here as well. So, but yeah, I guess no, I don't have to do a PR. I could just copy all these envars and put them up in this section and deploy it and see if debug answers any questions about why our sidecars can't talk to Keycloak, I think. They can't authorize or something. I don't know why.
Well, you were showing that chart to you were showing the rancher environment and what secrets they were importing, and we're not doing all those in our mod users, keycloak, mod roles, keycloak. So that might be why.
Sidecar can't
Yeah, we
talk to
are.
SQL. Any sidecar or just that specific for that specific module?
It's not that specific module. It's just that one for mod users Keycloak. When we do a post to entitlements for at platform complete,
Did you ever manage, did it ever succeed the entitlement?
the entitlement supposedly succeeded for platform minimal, but it does not succeed for platform
Oh,
complete.
interesting. Then you're farther
And
than I am, because for mine it doesn't succeed for that for minimal.
I don't even, but I don't think it actually worked for platform minimal.
How
I
can you see
think.
that it's entitled? I mean, I get a failed message, but I don't know. I have no way to.
So another thing that's really useful, and I will share my screen again, that LDR had shared was, and I'm going to show in Postman. Postman is this app for doing API
Yeah, I
stuff.
know.
So
It's
he,
cool.
in the Slack channel for Folio Eureka early adopters, shared their Eureka collection, which has all these useful things. So like, here, you want to set entitlements, and this is the. Let me try to bump up the. This is the thing, the curl to do the entitlements, and then you could do a re. Well, not reinstall. What was? Oh, get entitlements.
No.
See what the what values you get back. And you pass in your tenant's ID. And then some other stuff, the like get entitlement flow is kind of helpful to see like what stages it's at as it's going through the process. I don't know what else to show here, but these. That I haven't really looked through all of this stuff, but they have some helpful things. Like, for instance, what I this set entitlements, they have purge on rollback and these tenant parameters. And then ignore errors is another flag. that you can do. And with ignore errors, that means if ignore errors is false, then it does this purge on rollback where it'll delete everything that it just tried to do. So it'll I don't know if I have the wiki page up for no. I was looking at where was I looking? I don't know where it is. But the API docs explain better about like these values for purge on rollback and ignore errors. So that might be like purge on rollback will set you back to a state, a blank slate, right?
So
But
what do you what do you show are parameters for the post call, but where is the can you show the body of the post call? You post the body. Where's the name of the application? Set in the body. I only post this. I don't post these parameters. I think these are optional. Yeah, there. Thank you. Applications. Yeah, okay. I only post this tenant ID and applications. Exactly.
And then in headers, you have
And the header, the token.
I don't know why the authorization bearer is not here. I don't know. I don't have an example of what the output is because I can't run any of these from Postman because we don't have an ingress for Kong.
And how did you get to the parameters? Did you look those up in the API documentation?
These were already here, and then it prompted me to look up in the API documentation of what it was. So we
Let me see.
managed
This is
that.
Postman. So, how did they get to Postman? Sorry,
So
I
there's a
don't understand.
way. You can import a collection. So the thing that he had shared, Eureka
Who
Postman Collection, you
shared
can
this?
collect that and then import it into Postman. And it has all these
Okay.
things.
Who shared this?
LDR shared it.
LDR. Okay. In the gender or?
In the I could reshare it
Okay.
from a very long time ago, maybe like a month ago.
Oh, that's not so long.
I'll just
That's
put it
okay.
in our Folio SysOps channel for people and just to be
Yeah,
aware
thank you.
that in order to import into Postman, you have to have an account.
A postman. Oh, okay.
You have to have a Postman account in order to use the port. Sure.
Yeah, I'm not using this, but can colleagues are using this, so I know it. Thank you. Okay, you shared it. Ah, and it's this is channel. Yeah, thank you, Shelley.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of just went right into talking about Eureka stuff.
It's very helpful. I can talk about my error, but this is even more detailed than. So when I do an entitlement, I get some error. Maybe I just talk about it. That a column in the SQL statement, or respectively in the database, is missing. And the chatbot tells something like nine steps or so, and The first, but the third step I think is interesting, but I don't know how to do it. And find this.
This is the thing that you posted recently.
Yeah, Monday, 1st of September. He says, or it says, verify environment health. Okay, I did this. It's healthy. Second is confirm correct deployment order. Yes, I respected the deployment order. And then I said, it says reinstall Motorola's key clock on the tenant to rerun tenant init and apply DB changes. This you have to read three times. Reinstall Motorola's key clock to rerun tenant init and apply DB changes. This leaves me with several questions. I am doing a entitlement process of the whole application. I was not aware that I can install a module on the tenant. What does it mean then? That's
I think it's this. So from that Eureka collection, they have a reinstall post, reinstall applications, and the body. You could do just at platform minimal, maybe. But then there's also this reinstall module.
Oh.
So maybe this is what it's saying to do. With this body. So,
What does it mean, reinstall module on the tenant? It means it creates database,
that is very interesting,
tenant
actually.
database for the module, doing just this step. It's a database, okay? There's a folio database, but it has to create for the tenant die queue, it has to create. It's not roles, but what's the name in the database scheme?
Schemas. So then,
Schemas.
yeah, that shouldn't change from before. And this specific command seems to like you have to specify an application ID, but you can like only reinstall some modules of that. So that's actually a good idea to just try that for the module they tell you to. I didn't pay attention earlier. Where do you find this collection of commands?
I got it from LDR and the Eureka adopters, early adopters. I put it in our SysOps channel.
Okay,
Cool.
perfect.
Okay, can we then talk about how to reinstall a module on the tenant? Because I have no idea how to do it. Maybe I can share it and you can help me.
Yeah, I think you just try get your tenant ID and I don't know, let's see.
My tenant ID. Yes, but okay, all I know is prepared this. There's something here. Is this? This is what the chatbot quotes. This is where it has this information from. So this is a page from the nah.
Yeah, but that's the it looks like that's instructions for that
Yeah,
rancher
for
stuff.
some rancher DevOps, exactly where.
I
Not for me,
know.
exactly. This is why I'm asking this here. What am I
I
supposed to
run
do here?
the
It just tells me you have to say cluster namespace module and tenant. But where? With what application? What post? What endpoint should I do?
Yeah, I think it's that manager tenant entitlements API, a post to reinstall slash modules with the
API.
tenant ID, application ID, and module ID.
So there's some kind of API documentation? Probably, no?
Yeah, go to wherever you find or however you find the API documents for entitlements.
Maybe this one.
Yes. And maybe click on entitlement module, I'm guessing. No, that's not it. Maybe go to entitlement. I don't know. Expand everything.
Okay. No, I
Oh,
can only tell.
that's okay. Where's the one?
Upgrade, maybe upgrade.
Oh, no. Reinstall. Try reinstall. See on the bottom, very bottom. App module reinstall.
Thank you. Yeah, that looks like it.
So, a
Okay.
post to that endpoint with this sample payload. And you have to pass in these headers.
I don't know what to pass. Tenant parameters. It's probably, this is a tenant
Parameters.
ID or is an example.
So that.
Request samples. Yeah, tenant ID. Application ID. Module, probably a module name. Yeah, this one. Tenant ID, application ID, module. Array of strings. Okay. This should be doable. This is a token. What is this tenant parameters?
Well, since it's not required, I wouldn't do it, but I think those are going to be like, in Okapi, the tenant parameters would be load reference data, load sample data, purge equals true, those types of things. I think that's what
This kind of stuff.
parameters is.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, understand. Okay, yeah, cool. I will try this. Not now, but maybe this will help me.
So hopefully that would reinstall mod roles keycloak and create the schema that might be missing. I don't know.
Yeah, I have the
Have you
problem.
logged
I
in?
can do the entitlement, and each time when I try this, mod roles keycloak comes down with some error message, which I know, and then goes up again. Only this module. There's some problem with this module. So maybe this will fix this, and then the next suspicion that I have is that I don't have enough RAM or CPU. Because this is what the bot also says. Stop this now. This is and it might even be true in my case. But how can I check this? That the module goes down because of memory. It's called memory. That's the first thing it says. Frequently is a common root case for timeout during entitlement. If needed, increase CPU, RAM, and wait for all pods to be healthy. So,
We've noticed that our Kong deployment constantly, what is it, restarts, and then it doesn't, Kong doesn't start up. And then we have to go in and restart the Kong deployment in order for the service to come up. And we're not sure why. It could be memory and resourcing for Kong.
Yeah.
Like, we'll run the entitlements process and then it'll break and with some error of maybe Kong return to 500. Then we go and we look at the Kong logs and it just says waiting for Kong to start, waiting for Kong to start. I know, after
And
like a couple
did you
hours
try to
of.
increase the memory?
If you have not enough memory, you should see it in the logs of this from of the Kubernetes servers. There maybe errors in the var in the messages stating that the pod is killed because of out of memory, the OOM killer, or maybe
I think I don't see this.
you cannot go. You don't have access to the servers, to the Kubernetes servers.
I can show you if you want. We can make a produce the
Yeah.
error now if you have time for this. Okay.
Just locate the server where the deployment, where the pod is crashing, and
Let's
then
see,
you.
that's complicated. To get rid of the Zoom stuff. Ja, das ist dann da. Also, okay. I think I won't do this now, but this is a command. Do you see the pictures for the heads? Yeah, I have to. This is the command curl pose. This is what Shelley also did. Kong entitlements. Two times the token, one like this, and one with the Okapi X token. And then the in the body tenant ID and applications. No query parameters, just a plain post. And I have to get now to my browser. Problem here. So, do you see these faces? I always see your faces here. So, probably don't see
Nope.
this. No, okay, now I've made it smaller. So, and when I, so now you can see, you can already see here. This is a pot of mod rolls key clock that has presumably restarted five times. The others don't have restarted. Actually, it's not quite true. This one has also restarted, but I checked that it doesn't restart during the entitlement process. The others have not restarted, so they are stable. Okay. This is a whole platform minimal, 13 modules, and they are all okay. Everything is okay except for mod rolls key clock. And when I post this, which I will do now, and the token is 1 hour valid, so it's still valid. Now I have to be quick. Now I have to do here logs. You see already the errors. I do a download, save, and I can look at the errors here. I have to be very quick because it restarts the pot, and then I cannot see the errors anymore. But now we can look at it, and I have no idea if all this is correct. But then an
But
info, yeah.
you just go down to the exception, to the end, maybe.
You see, it starts, Florian. Warning, I have analyzed it several times, but it already says here, error, SQL exception, column, blah, blah, blah,
Does not
does not
exist.
exist. That's the error. And I think all the rest is, sagt man.
Not relevant.
Yeah, it's
And
a
you
follow-up error, so.
capabilities service.
I don't know what this is. It has, I admit it has some Kafka warnings. He has also Kafka warnings, but these are only warnings. And when you scroll down here, it comes, the boils down again with the same error. That's the source of the error. There's some database column visibility, I don't know. It has not been created. And I don't know why. And I hope when I do this, what Shelley said with it do, what is it, in a tenant, it will create it. But if not, I have no idea.
Have you logged into the database to
Ah,
see?
no. Ah, okay, yeah, this one,
That's
this stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I will try. I haven't don't have my login ready, I think.
I mean, that's one thing. I know for us,
Okay.
since we use PG Pool, we have to add a user or owner for the schemas in order to. So, like, whenever there's a new schema, we have to add a new user and password to access for PG Pool. But you
Oh,
wouldn't have that
okay.
problem.
A user for PG Pool, not for the
Every so
schema, for
in
each
order for
schema.
the yeah in order for the schemas to create or for the modules to create schemas and tables and data and stuff,
Okay.
we have to add a PG pool user for that schema. I don't think that's your problem if if you're not running PG pool.
This is called PG Admin. No, not PG Pool. No. Okay. But I think there's so long error messages, and most of those are not relevant. And then it comes, it's a console error messages are completely irrelevant. They say canceled. I can show you. But they are all follow-up errors, you know. This is what I see on the console here. I don't see anything. I see Zoom stuff.
Finish with staff. Oh.
Failed to perform do post tenant. Yeah, okay.
Connection refused.
Connection refused. And why is the connection refused? Yeah, because the pot has gone down. Because this pot here has gone down. Now it will have six and has started a new rung. And after it has gone down, it tries to connect and it gets a 500. And it
Well,
only locks this incident here, but it is not relevant. Service error, localhost.
what do you have set for the pods, liveness probes and
Standard values.
maybe increase the times of the probes so that it's not restarting? The health checks.
Here, can you see this? Probe time. Okay, this is more the protocol.
Is it restarting because the probe made it restart, the fa probe failure, or because
That's
you're
a good question.
angry?
Actually, I haven't found out why this is restarting. I get the error that the database field is missing, but why is the pod restarting? I haven't found out actually. Is this just because the database column is missing, or what? Okay, where
Well,
can I
I
see
mean,
this?
there's your. I don't think the pod should restart if it's
Yeah.
the database is missing a column.
Exactly.
What
I think
other
so too. I think so
reason?
too.
Do you have a better graph of your memory usage than what's on that
Ah,
screen
that's a good
here? Or
question. I don't know.
pod? I know, like in our lens, the graph that it shows is not usually useful, but we connect our database up to CoRoute, and that gives better, like indication of memory and CPU usage than our Lens application does.
Connected to what?
It's called CoRoute. We're gonna actually be presenting about it in at the
Okay.
WolfCon.
Actually, I don't have this. I see this spike here. I don't know what 7.00
It looks like
means.
it's like to me that looks like it's maxing out at some point. I don't know how recent is that? Is that like live kind of data?
We can do this again. Actually, this goes up this now. I don't know what is 9M here. What does it mean? Maybe you don't know because this is dashboard which you are not using. Okay, I will do this again and we will watch the
9M
CPU
is
graph.
9 milli CPUs.
Yeah.
That's not very much.
Is that comma supposed to be a decimal point?
It's a
Maybe,
comma.
yes.
It's a comma.
It's a comma.
It's in a decimal point,
That's how
yes.
they do that.
No, but I mean, yeah.
So I only see, still see nothing, but I know it's going down. I
Wait,
don't
did you
know.
run the post?
Yes.
Okay.
This would be
Can
or maybe
you click on the port
it's
and
already.
check if there
No.
are events?
I
Usually
only
the
see the
if no no
events,
scroll down
yes.
here you see the events and
But this is not an error event. Maybe here, maybe in the sidecar. No, usually there are events, but down here. Oh, no. Oh, there are no events. This is Kafka, but this is a Okay, 43 minutes ago, not 12 days.
Written
43
this
minutes.
probe failed for the Kafka container. So your Kafka is not Kafka zookeeper is not really stable. Okay, maybe
Yes,
you.
I know, but I don't think this is the reason for this.
Okay,
It gets a warning, and that's 43 minutes ago. I know, such I should at some point improve on the Kafka. You're right, but this. I don't know. No, I don't see this here. Maybe I need a better
it
dashboard.
you might want to get Kafka up because I mean, even though that it's just showing warnings, do you know for a fact that that database thing is really for the Okapi database? For the mod roles keycode database? I'm just wondering, like, if I log into our environment and look at the tables for mod roles keycloak, what was the table that it in your error message, what was it? What column from a table is it?
Yeah, I can show you, but
Column from, oh, dot folio permission. Okay, so select something created by user ID. Why is everything prepended with C? SE1 underscore
I
zero.
don't know. I have no answer
Because
for this.
to me, like it should be the tenant ID underscore mod roles keycloak dot something, for instance, right? So
Oh,
like
yes, this is what I know
or
from the Okapi databases. Yes.
maybe like the search path is not set correctly in the database for the module.
Okay.
Like Folio, I don't know.
We'll need to look in the database. We cannot do this now. I have to look in my secrets here and I don't know. Okay. And I also have the hint this has something to do with capabilities and roles. Actually, I forgot where I have this from, but I think Rasen said this on Friday. This is the first time when you do the entitlement, that is the first time that you need the capabilities and the system is not able to access them. This was his
So,
analysis.
okay, so in our mod roles keycloak schema, there's a capability table.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So maybe
In mod roles keycloak, really? Okay.
there's capability, well, yeah, capability stuff, permission. Policy, role capability, user capability. I might as well share since I didn't notice that you weren't sharing this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But those.
Yeah, I have a general question here. Sorry, I don't understand this at all because in the documentation, you create the user later. This has nothing to do with users. I don't have a user. I only have a tenant, and
Yeah, but
the
I mean,
capabilities and roles are for a user. So how can this fail on capabilities?
well, that I it there I don't know. Maybe something got messed up with trying to create the schema for mod roles keycloak. And so if you do that reinstall, it might try to do all those database migrations to create these relations and stuff. But what's interesting is in your error message, it's like there's something in front of folio permission. And I'm not sure if that's just maybe a Postgres thing, that it has that CSE underscore one, or if it should be replaced. I don't know. Should it be showing the schema name dot folio permission, or I don't know. Oh, he's gone. Has anybody else been successful with anything related to Eureka?
No, we have not started yet. We're still in the migration of our old library management system to Folio. For we have now, I think, how many do we have now? Seven or eight 7 or 8, yeah.
to Folio, and there are, I think, 40 or 50 in the row for the next 2 years, or
Yeah.
4 years, don't know.
And I think our part in all of this, because we are only sysops in quotes, should be easier and easier, I guess. But there's still some things we need to automate better.
Yeah.
Do you manage the upgrades? You have so many libraries you're migrating still. Do you bring them up at the most recent version, or do you stay at the oldest one that you started at?
At the moment, we all migrate to Quesnelia because the guys that do the migration, the data migration, have tested all in Quesnelia, and they will start to test Ramsons or Sunflower maybe later, and then we will start to test migrations and do migrations for the existing Folio libraries. So
Yes.
that's all in parallel. It
Yeah.
and yeah, we so that's why we didn't start with Eureka. We're full of work with the other libraries at the moment, and yeah, if we find a way to install Eureka, then we will start to install Eureka for the different Folio versions, and we will offer the libraries test systems for with Eureka, for so they can test how it feels, how it looks, and then the guys that do the migrations have to think about and try migrations from Folio Okapi to Folio Eureka, but
Yeah.
that's not even really planned. That's only a vague idea.
The next thing I really need to get going is to actually test upgrades to Ramsons, so clone systems, and test upgrades to Ramsons, but Okapi. I don't expect too much problems with that, and then we can have like the old Quesnelia modules and the new modules in parallel, and then do tenant upgrades whenever the institutions feel like they have tested the clone enough. So, but we don't have like any times planned for that.
We're currently upgrading from Quesnelia to Ramsun's, and it hasn't been that bad.
It hasn't been bad.
Has not been. It's been going
Okay,
pretty smoothly compared to previous upgrades.
Okay.
There's not as many out of band scripts, and the
Yeah.
ones that there are run pretty quick and without any problems. So.
Okay, perfect. We have some additional modules which are specific to Germany, at least, or in some cases, even Bavaria itself, which need to be tested. But if the core upgrade goes well, that is a big relief, actually.
Yeah, Ingolf is back.
Yeah, thank you.
Ah.
Sorry, I lost connection. Maybe we should exchange your phone numbers, Florian, or one of the Florians, and I give you a ping. What has happened? It sometimes happens. It comes back in 2 minutes, as you have seen, 2 or 3 minutes. Oh, I have to go to my office. It's too late today, I think. I thought. Yeah. Okay, anything else? I hope you are all making progress. I like it if you post your questions to the Adopters channel, Shelley and Josh. Thank you. That's a helpful for all.
Yep, hopefully not TMI, but too much information. But
Okay.
we'll keep doing it because we have to get our questions answered, so.
I think actually Shelley answered my question with the vault secret store. Now that the two variables are missing, and I had to change it in the template.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you on? We only meet once a month. There's Wolfcon in between. Does anyone go?
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'll be there in person.
Yeah, I'm gonna be attending virtually.
Yeah, me too. Okay, then let's leave it at the schedule. And Wolfcon is in 3 weeks or so. Yeah. We have the early adopters meeting. Not all of you. I have a lot of meetings, but we can meet bi-weekly if we want. I don't know.
I like the monthly, but if others want to meet more frequent, that's fine.
Maybe we could do like a bi-weekly, like every other meeting, just troubleshoot Eureka thing. You know, if people are still working on Eureka.
I think we're going to be working on it
Yeah.
indefinitely.
So somebody,
Yeah, we'll be
we could
working for
schedule.
this a long time.
Yeah.
For a
We
long
could
time.
schedule a bi-weekly meeting and then, you know, just like a working have a working meeting.
Yeah.
God, we did today.
Then let's schedule one meeting before Wolfcon. It is the 3rd, it's the 17th. You see. I think it's. Yeah? You're not traveling yet? It's before Wolfcon.
The 17th, you said?
17th.
Yeah, that should be okay. That's
Okay.
the week before, so
Yeah.
yeah. I'm traveling on Monday, the 22nd, so
Okay, sounds good. Then let's do that.
cool.
All
All right.
Happy weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, it's Wednesday. Sorry.
For
Happy. Das ist immer.
it's
Das ist
weekend.
immer. Das ist
Yeah.
immer. Ich bin mir gewöhnt, dass es immer Freitag ist. Das.
Ja,
Ja.
trotzdem schon mal schönes Wochenende.
Ja, wir sehen uns ja Freitag,
Ah ja, stimmt, okay. Dann noch
hoffentlich.
nicht schönes
Deswegen, ja.
Wochenende. Genau, ich bin am Freitag da. Bis dann.
Achso,
Raus.
Florian, warte, ich bin nämlich am Montag nicht da beim Technical Council, und ich brauche, kannst du mich vertreten?
Dann muss ich euch
Weil
beide
jetzt
da
kannst du
vertreten,
jetzt
oder wie?
quasi
Okay.
person, ja. Ach so.
Genau,
Naja.
weil
Nee,
Florian.
das geht ja nicht. Dann musst du den Florian
Ich
vertreten.
schick normalerweise nie einen Vertreter.
Ja, genau. Also die letzten Male bei Urlaub war ich dann auch nicht da. Aber ich kann schon mal ins Technical Council schauen, wenn schon zwei aus Deutschland fehlen.
Dann guck du für uns beide.
Okay, gut.
Und das wird ja alles aufgezeichnet. Aber ich bin gegen diesen Vorschlag von Julian, dass man die Support Period für Remsens schon am 31.12. auslaufen lässt. Das muss ich auch gar nicht begründen. Ich bin einfach nur dagegen, weil ich es für SysOps einfach schlecht finde. Also wenn das eine Abstimmung gibt und du gehst für mich da rein, stimm bitte dagegen. So,
Okay,
ich glaube, das darf
gut.
ich sagen.
Ja, klar. Gut.
Ich habe mir das noch nicht so genau angeschaut und ja. Dagegen, ja. Ich meine, ich finde es auch ein bisschen komisch, sich halt irgendwie so sehr an diese Third-Party-Support-Sachen zu klammern und zu sagen, halt irgendwie, ja gut, wenn die keinen Support mehr bieten, dann dürfen wir das auch nicht mehr supporten.
Ja, aber wenn man schon eine Policy hat, dass das bis zum übernächsten Release geht, davon dann noch eine Aus was ich schon sehr eng finde, davon dann noch eine Ausnahme zu machen, weiß nicht. Und eben das Argument von Wayne, dass da sowieso nur wenige überhaupt auf Sunflower sein werden zu dem Zeitpunkt, das sehe ich auch so, weil die alle mit Eureka beschäftigt sind. Ja, das ist schon.
Gut, ich
Ja.
stimme dagegen,
Ja.
falls es so eine Abstimmung
Er macht das wegen
gibt.
irgendwelchen Grails, Lifecycles, aber wie gesagt, man kann da nicht auf alles Rücksicht nehmen irgendwie. Dann müssen die das halt backporten irgendwie. Ich weiß auch nicht.
Ja, ich meine, das ist ja dann, also ich meine, es ist ja im Prinzip die Idee schon richtig zu sagen, ja, wenn das Grails keine Security-Updates mehr bekommt oder so, dann sollte man natürlich nicht irgendwie sowas betreiben, was halt irgendwie out of support ist. Aber auf der anderen Seite, ja, du baust eine Software zusammen, die aus anderer Software besteht, die halt auch ihre Support-Zyklen hat und dann muss man halt auch überlegen, wenn jetzt halt so ein Sicherheits Ding aufgeht, so ein CVE oder sowas, betrifft der uns dann überhaupt, ja? Und gibt es dann nicht auch noch einen Workaround
Ja.
oder so? Also das ist dann schon deswegen, ich meine, die Idee ist an sich schon richtig, dass man da halt irgendwie drauf achtet, ja? Aber dass man dann halt irgendwie keine Ausnahme macht oder halt sagt, naja gut, das ist halt ein Risiko, das man akzeptieren muss. Vielleicht ist das dann, ja, das wäre vielleicht
Genau.
irgendwie schon eher das.
Das ist ja in vielen Fällen so, dass man irgendeine Art Workaround einbauen kann und sei es
Ja,
irgendwas
ja.
Spezifisches zu
Genau.
deaktivieren, wenn es einen überhaupt
Also
trifft,
ich
ja.
bin
Genau.
definitiv dafür, irgendwie so Zeug dann nicht ewig lang irgendwie laufen zu lassen, weil dann irgendwann mal hast du da keine Möglichkeit mehr abzugraben oder irgendwann mal hast du keinen Überblick mehr oder wie auch immer. Also das ist nichts, aber jetzt mal zu sagen, ein paar Monate oder so geht schon aus meiner Sicht, ja. Ja, ich meine, und das andere ist ja, ich meine, jetzt im Moment irgendwie mit dem Eureka oder sowas kommt sowieso niemand mehr hinterher im Moment.
Ja, eben, das genau. Also,
Das
ne.
ist,
Genau, irgendwelche Regeln oder irgendwelche Support-Zeiträume, die komplett an der Realität vorbeigehen, bringen halt auch niemandem irgendwas.
Da ist man mit November, jetzt ist ja schon September, da ist man bis November beschäftigt. Ja, bis November, aber das schafft man gar nicht bis November. Das war eigentlich der Zeitplan, bis zum Herbst da umzusteigen auf Eureka. Das sehe ich gar nicht mehr, weil ich hier auch nur so tröpfchenweise vorankomme.
Ja, wir müssen uns da spätestens dann ab Oktober halt auch damit auseinandersetzen.
Ja.
Dann sind schon wieder Herbstferien und dann ist November und kann man schon.
Wir müssen jetzt erstmal die neuen Server bestellen, weil sonst geht überhaupt nichts mehr weiter. Das ist ja.
Genau. Das ist immer so eine
Ja. Das
Prioritätssache, genau.
ist dann irgendwie, ich habe jetzt ja schon die ganzen beiden Meetings irgendwie nebenbei. die Leistungsbeschreibung für den Server irgendwie zusammengedengelt.
Ja, weil wir brauchen eigentlich noch sogar noch ein weiteres Cluster und insgesamt mehr Raum. Und wenn dann Server, genau, in unsere Test- und Produktivcluster kommen, dann geht das wieder alles besser.
Wow. Ja, ihr müsst noch mehr machen als ich. Das,
Ja, wenn die Server da sind, dann muss man sie einbauen, dann muss man sie irgendwie in Betrieb nehmen, ein Betriebssystem installieren, den ganzen Scheiß machen und alles.
Ja,
Also
genau. Ja.
dafür kümmern wir uns nicht um irgendwelche Datensachen. Wenn jetzt
Ja.
irgendjemand sagt, ja, da irgendwie, wie kriegen wir denn da die Benutzer rüber, dann sage ich bloß, hier ist die API, wo
Genau.
ihr die Benutzer herbekommt, das wisst ihr sowieso be selber besser und das und das. Und ja gut, wir helfen denen dann schon immer, aber
Na klar.
wir entwickeln dann sowas in der, also, oder irgendwelche bibliothekarischen Sachen, da sind wir dann immer so raus.
Sehr gut.
Gut,
Ja.
genau. Also
Ja,
ich
also
bin am
bei mir
Freitag noch da,
nicht.
Florian nicht. Genau.
Genau.
So.
Gut.
Gut, aber nächste Woche ist Urlaub oder was? Oder nächste, nur Freitag.
Ich habe jetzt Donnerstag bis Dienstag Urlaub.
Genau.
Ja.
Das heißt,
Naja.
übernächsten Freitag sind wir, also bin ich, denke ich, dann auch wieder da. Und liege zumindest irgendwie passiv mit, was bei Eureka schon geht und was nicht, dann geht es bei uns vielleicht schneller, da ein Cluster hochziehen. Das schaffen wir dann in einem Tag. Nee, also
Gut.
die letzte Session, die war schon ganz hilfreich, da mal zu sehen, wie weit ihr seid und was Gedanken darüber machen, wie wir unsere Charts dann erweitern und sowas. Weil ich glaube nicht, dass wir uns mit diesem Helm 2 also schon auseinandersetzen, aber dass wir das direkt verwenden, das halte ich für unsinnig. Das heute war wieder sowas, so von wegen, dann kann man diese Variablen nicht anpassen. Ja toll, warum? Warum ist das nicht
Ja,
konfigurierbar?
also ich meine, das ist dann so die Frage, ob wir nicht irgendwann mal uns das genauer anschauen und sagen können, irgendwie, dass wir einen Vorschlag machen, dass man das zusammenführt irgendwann mal. Ja, also da muss man halt mit den Leuten reden, die das nutzen. Ja, ob man dann irgendwann mal zusammenkommt und sagt, okay, wir entwickeln nicht irgendwie zwei unterschiedliche Helm-Versionen für die unterschiedlichen Installationen. Wobei das hat natürlich auch seine Vorteile, kann man sich ja aussuchen, aber wenn es dann wirklich eine offiziell unterstützte Installationsmethode gibt,
Ja,
wäre
aber
schon
diese Helm
einfacher.
V2-Dinger, die sind ja, soweit ich das sehe, eigentlich schon in erster Linie für Entwickler. Also gerade, dass man da irgendwie bestimmte Variablen nicht anpassen kann, die man eigentlich gerne anpassen würde, sehe ich jetzt nicht sonderlich hilfreich. Aber ja, muss man sich vielleicht nochmal genauer anschauen.
Ja. Wenn wir mal noch ein bisschen weiter sind mit unserem Zeug oder sowas, dann müssen wir es mal auf der nächsten Wolfcon richtig mal vorstellen und Werbung dafür machen.
Ja, das wäre natürlich toll. Ja, das ist ja meistens irgendwo weit weg. Okay, aber wir sehen
Ja,
uns
die nächste ist
auch
vielleicht ja dann
irgendwo.
in Europa, ja, oder? Dann irgendwo.
Ja, ich glaube, ich habe da schon was gehört. Wie war das eben nicht mehr mit Ostblock irgendwas, Prag oder sowas? Aber selbst da, die haben mich nicht mal nach London geschickt, nicht? Selbst da
Ach
weiß ich
so.
es nicht.
Ja,
Ich da.
aber nach Prag ist doch einfacher als London sogar.
Dienstreiseantrag,
Prag kannst
Fliege,
du im Zug
Flüge.
rüberfahren,
Ja,
ne?
genau. Kannst du in London auch.
Nein, London hast du
Ja, gut.
Grenzübergang. Das ist
Ah,
ja.
London ist nicht EU, das
Ja,
wäre.
genau. Also.
Ja, gut, aber warten wir mal ab. Das muss ja im HBZ alles vernünftig hochgehängt werden und ja.
Von München gibt es einen Regionalzug, der durchfährt. Den nehme ich dann einfach, dann tucke ich
Nach
dahin
Prag.
nach
Für euch
Prag.
ist
Ja,
das,
kannst
ja,
kurz
für euch
bitte.
ist das nicht so weit, das
Ja, das
stimmt.
nicht
Ach
geht.
so, ja, nee, für euch ist das nicht so. Nee, ich kann nach London mit dem Zug fahren, das habe ich auch gemacht. Das war noch so ein Vorgänger von Folio, Olé, so
Ja, aber
sowas.
mittlerweile geht es nicht mehr so einfach. Du musst, glaube ich, nach Frankreich oder wo auch immer dieser Tunnelzug dann losfährt, wo du, und da musst du richtig einchecken wie im Flugzeug mit Passkontrolle und allem. Ja. Das habe ich vor 2 Jahren gemacht.
Ah ja, interessant. Weil es jetzt EU
Oder
ist oder
drei.
was? Weil es nicht
Drei sind
EU
es
ist oder
mittlerweile.
was?
Genau. Das war wie Flughafen, nur mit einem Zug.
Ah,
Das
interessant.
heißt, eigentlich kann man dann auch
Ach
gleich
so.
hinfliegen. Das kostet genauso viel
Das hatte
und
ich gar
dauert
nicht.
weniger
Ah
lang.
ja.
Das ist
Ja.
Ja gut, aber wie auch
Okay.
immer, ich glaube für heute erstmal genug, genau bis Freitag,
Ja, es ist
Ingolf.
Feierabend. Bis Freitag oder bis nächsten Freitag
Genau,
dann.
schönen Urlaub, Florian.
Schönen Urlaub, Florian.
Danke. Ja. Servus.
Tschüss.
Servus.
Servus. Ach, jetzt habe ich das. Doch, ich habe noch den Chat da. Wo ist denn der blöde Chat? Jetzt habe ich den Chat nicht da. Ah. Naja.